peculiar that happens to certain people. They walk into a room and they feel it all. The unspoken tension between two friends. The hidden sadness behind a smile. And we've been told this is a gift, haven't we? This ability to see what others miss. But I want to suggest something quite different to you today. That this very ability, this clear seeing, might be the most dangerous thing you'll ever possess. Now I'm not speaking of danger in the ordinary sense. I'm not talking about physical harm. I'm speaking of something far more subtle and far more devastating. The danger of becoming so aware that you can no longer participate in the beautiful unconsciousness that allows most people to live their lives in relative peace. Have you ever watched people at a party? Really watched them? They're playing a game, you see. Everyone knows the rules without ever being told. You ask how someone is, they say fine. And you both pretend this is a complete answer. You compliment the host, you laugh at jokes that aren't particularly funny. You nod sympathetically at stories you've heard before. It's a kind of collective agreement to stay on the surface, to keep things pleasant, to not look too deeply. But then there's you, the one who sees through it all. You notice the wife who flinches slightly when her husband speaks. You sense the colleague who's desperately lonely despite being surrounded by friends. You feel the anxiety rippling through the room like an invisible current. And here's where the danger begins. Because once you see these things, you cannot unsee them. And more troubling still, your very presence becomes a kind of mirror that others cannot bear to look into. Let me tell you what I mean. When you see clearly, when you perceive the hidden currents beneath social interaction, you're essentially calling attention to what everyone has agreed to ignore. And people don't like this. They really don't like this. Not because they're bad or stupid, but because your clarity threatens the very structure that allows them to function. Think of it this way. Society is rather like a stage play. Everyone has their part. The successful businessman, the devoted mother, the reliable friend. These are roles, you understand, costumes we put on. And the play works beautifully so long as everyone stays in character. But you, with your penetrating awareness, you're like an audience member who stands up in the middle of a performance and shouts. But that's just an act of pretending. Well, you can imagine how welcome that makes you. The first danger then is isolation. And I don't mean the ordinary loneliness of not having enough friends. I mean something far more profound. The isolation of living in a completely different reality from everyone around you. You're speaking a language nobody else understands. You're seeing a world nobody else can see. And the terrible irony is that the more clearly you perceive, the more alone you become. I once knew a woman. Call her Sarah, who had this extraordinary ability to heal people. She could walk into a room and immediately sense who was genuine and who was performing, who was in pain and who was pretending to be fine, who could be trusted and who was hiding something. And you know what happened to her? She lost every close relationship she had. Not because she was cruel or judgmental, but simply because people felt exposed around her. They couldn't maintain their comfortable masks in her presence. Friends would say things like, "You're too intense. You read too much into everything. Can't you just relax and have fun?" But she couldn't. Because seeing clearly isn't something you can turn on and off.